tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, there it is! Hello and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's recap of the hit TBS sitcom Clipped. We are now season 1, episode 9, Free Wednesday. And we'll get to that means in a little bit. I am your host, one of your hosts, Mark J. Freeman. And I am joined by the lovely, exciting, and curvaceous...
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that intro. Cameron Lewis, Jordana Morfin, Jordana.
You keep cutting me off.
I know, it's the thing now.
Yeah, Jordana Morfin, vivacious, yeah.
The curvaceous was for you, Cam.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And I know what you all are here for. You're not here for me, Cam, or Jordana.
No.
You're here for the day that I've been waiting for. This is the pre-show to the spin-off, The Doyle Sisters.
There it is.
So we have
the biggest moment of Mark's life.
And this is so exciting. You don't even understand. I'm like starting to shake now. It's all becoming real. We have with us Dana Powell, Krista Flanagan, and Lisa Serja.
Oh, dear God. Did I say ahead of time? No.
No, I said it wrong.
Sherga.
Sorry, Sherga. Okay. I meant to ask you two beforehand. Sorry.
It's okay. It's German. It's confusing.
Okay. My husband will say it for you perfectly, I'm sure. He's German.
All right, there you go.
All right, guys, so let's get into this episode. And it was one of my favorites, mostly because the Doyles were in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I do get, I don't know which, if any of you have ever seen any of our shows here at AfterBuzz for Clipped, I do get very, very,
very
angry when the Doyles are not in an episode.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
He calls TBS.
Oh, my God.
He's shown up there before.
Well, it was funny because the first time that you weren't on, we were all talking about it. It was like a great episode. We're like, we love it.
Yeah.
And at the very end of it, I was like, you know, but there was a big problem. And they were like, what? What's wrong? Like, they really thought, and I was like, there were no Doyles. It's very upsetting. Very upsetting.
Thank you.
So I was very happy to see you in this episode.
Thank you.
And you guys have some fireworks in your bathroom.
Yes.
Which makes me love the Doyles even more.
We do. Yeah. Dum-dum here.
Whatever.
So it is pretty safe to say that Rhonda's the dumb Doyle.
Yeah.
No. Or is it like, or it could be like Rose on Golden Girls. She's just very naive.
Very innocent.
And she's the virgin.
That's right.
And you should know that she created that.
Yeah.
That was not written for her.
Oh, the virgin?
Nice.
The virgin. The naive.
Okay, gotcha.
That was something that happened in the audition process.
Well, in the original script, it said that we keep arguing.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, why the hell are we arguing?
So she just started being dumb about it.
And I thought, if I'm an idiot and I keep saying dumb things, they're going to be real mad.
Yeah. Now, did any of you read for the others?
Yes, we all read for every one of them.
Wow.
But the four of us Doyles went in together.
Yeah.
Sort of like created our own dynamic together.
That's
in the audition.
Fantastic.
And once they paired us up, well, whatever that is when there's four people, a pair is two.
Yeah. They quadded us.
Yeah. Then it was really, they were like, okay, now let's figure out who's who.
Gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was very fun.
We'll get more into the dark secrets of Clipped in a little bit. Let's talk about this episode. So it was funny because I tend to talk about the teaser first, not just because it's first, but because something usually happens. And it happened, and I was just kind of like, there's got to be something more to this later, because I didn't really get why this baseball ticket thing happened. I get why it happened. I'm not dumb. But it just didn't kind of like, just didn't. Click for me yet.
Yeah.
But then we... Okay, let's just talk about Drunk Joy for a hot second.
I loved Drunk Joy.
She was great.
Was she drinking? What did she say she was drinking?
Frangelico.
What is that?
Oh, it's awful. It's like you wouldn't drink it alone.
It's a nutty liqueur. No. As a bartender for 18 years, it's a nutty liqueur.
It's nutty!
It's like hazelnut liqueur.
Yeah.
The joke was that it's a liqueur. Like, you don't really drink it by itself.
You mix it
with things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she was drinking it by itself tells you a little bit about Joy.
Doyle sister.
And when she...
Frangelica Doyle? I thought that
was... Sure.
When she was... when Matt was said something like, but it's not even noon. And she's like, oh my God, you said noon backwards.
I said, wow, backwards.
I had to pause and laugh and take a moment and write it down and then go
so
back.
So good.
Yes. And then we got a little bit of the Doyles at the beginning. We had just the two of you. So you were there later.
I was there later.
You weren't in another chair. It was just the two of you in there.
It was just the two of them. Yeah.
And that's when we found out about the uncle's illegal fireworks
that you
stored in the.
Why not?
Because that's what the Doyles do.
Don't ask questions.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what the Doyles do. I loved how it all kind of unfolded. With that, you know, because at first I was like, okay, that's kind of random. And I
totally
should just start
off
to trust Clipped that I should just sit back and enjoy the ride, that it's not, it's all going to make sense when it's all said and done.
Definitely.
And then they asked Charmaine.
Oh, yeah.
That was too funny.
And then you said. We're like, Charmaine.
You can't get through it.
Can you? We want to ask you to help us get rid of. She's not. It's not what you think. She's acting.
What's wrong with that?
Real dumb.
I love that we make it like it's your fault.
It's
it wasn't written for you. You just said that.
Now, do they let you guys play a little bit? With the lines?
A little bit.
Sometimes. You know, yeah, I mean, they're so quick.
She's like, no.
I mean, but they rise.
That's mostly. I mean, they're kind of brilliant, the writers.
Yeah.
And you know that once you say it once, they're going to take a second and come give you something else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you don't play too much because you know something's coming your way that's going to top anything you could probably think.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The things that they let us play with, I think, are like those Doyle moments where we're all talking over each other.
Yes, we do that on our own.
And we get to say kind of whatever we want. Usually that she's stupid or something. You know? Uh-huh. So those are the... Or like the dancing. Some Elisa Sherga's dancing. That's
so all the Doyle-ish stuff.
Yeah.
And they want that. They want the Doyles.
Yeah.
Just be
the
Doyles.
On behalf of people watching, we want that too.
Absolutely.
Yes. Right. And I loved the when Rita, who unfortunately isn't here with us today. We're just going to blackball her from AfterBuzz.
Yeah, sure.
Had your chance. She went and during the funeral later when she comes in and had to go. Okay, and I gotta read it because I wrote it down. Hold on, this is all I do is I rewrite your script basically every day. It would be easier if they would just send those over so I can just highlight so I don't have to write everything down. Now, where did it go? I'm not going to be... Oh, Doyle funeral. There it is. The house rule. Do we remember the house rule?
Whoever drops one down the hatch is the one who lights the match.
Yes.
So good. I love how that paid off, too.
It paid off. Yeah. I mean, it was... That was what it was set up for. Yeah, like, all the like confusion in my head when that happened, I was like, and that's it. That's why they were talking
about
it.
The best part about that is though, it wasn't just a setup for the sake of setup. Like the setup itself was a joke, and then there was another joke, and then there was a joke on top of the joke.
Yeah.
So good.
Brilliant.
So layered.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Layered
so
comedy.
Brilliant. all right, and so then one of the other storylines was Joy. Well, the reason she was drunk is that her marriage is crumbling. And
is it mean to say I was happy about that?
No, I was so happy.
It's exciting.
Everybody's rooting for her.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
And I just, the more I see her and Moe together.
Yeah.
My heart just melts every time. They're just so friggin' cute together.
They're really cute together.
It's ridiculous.
What a good match.
Yeah.
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 And he's such a good guy. He's like, no, you gotta make this work. Like,
yeah. I love that every time, like, you can tell that it's like he's just mustering up everything he can to be like, it's gonna work out.
Yeah.
It's gonna be,
you know. Just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I loved the crying scene between the two of them.
So
much fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
And it was good from the moment they were doing it.
Time they did it, it was
the first time they were reading it, we were all like, oh. It was already great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, no, it's everything. I mean, just their whole. But and then at the end when they come out at the very like the little end tag
when he
comes out and he's like, Joy has something to say.
Yeah.
and she says, I'm having a baby. Right. He's like over top and he's like, he's getting a divorce.
Yeah.
So good.
Right.
It was just so great. Like we said this when we first started watching that it, even though there's so many characters, they're so distinct and like memorable that you don't have any problem remembering who's who
and the names.
You guys took a little while because of all the red hair.
That's four.
Yeah. I had to really sit
on
them.
And it's all our names.
Yeah. Yeah.
So other than that, I mean, we all knew the Doyle sisters. So but I do think we're gonna, and we've been saying this, we want the Doyles more. We want more, like with Rita, with this the episode with Rita and Ben.
Right. Oh, the girl like, below.
Yeah.
Love that
I think
episode.
Ben needs to go through each Doyle sister.
Sure.
I think it's gonna happen.
I think so too. Yeah. I think you guys are here to stay. I had it my way.
I hope you do.
I hope so too. I hope so too. And then the other I can't even with Ben is killing me. He's killing me softly.
He's the worst.
I love him. And
the best way. Yeah.
It was a good episode.
It was a good episode. I really liked him. Every episode that we see him in the beginning, you know, it's something, he has to do something with money, you know.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Always the money.
With the baseball game, and he's like, well, you can pay for the beer. Or, what other, something else, he says something else.
Okay, so, well, you...
If you catch the ball, you're going to get it to me.
Yeah, right.
You can never win with Ben.
No. And I'm just going to put this out there to Ryan, from me to you. You need to just take this episode and snip everything else out except for you, and you got your Emmy reel, girl. You got this.
Oh,
it was he was so on, so on. Okay, and let's talk. Okay, two things with this. When he, I want to do one. I'm going out of order on for a reason because the one is going to. I'm going to have a hard time getting through. When he comes back from seeing his mom, and he's like, "My mom doesn't know any other son who would do that for their mother." And Buzzy says, "How about Oedipus?" I work at Odyssey Theater, and we just closed Oedipus Machina, so I just saw it. So when he said, I literally, again, I had to pause because I was missing dialogue because I was laughing so hard. I couldn't. I was just like...
His relationship.
We went for Oedipus. Yeah.
His relationship with his mom is pretty...
Yeah, it's
pretty
a little
tight.
Right.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
And when he came out... Okay, I can't even tell you. When he came out and said he was going to lunch, I'm surprising her with an open heart necklace. From the
James Seymour.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. That always, from the table read on, that killed me.
I literally sat there and I paused because I was laughing, and then I literally said out loud to myself, because I watch it alone, because ditch me. I think because they're afraid that I'm going to laugh over everything and they're never going to hear it. I literally said out loud, thank you for somebody using that as a joke. It was just like,
I know.
Every time I see those commercials, I'm just like, okay, I got it. And I think we have to give, if we're going to start doing a quote of the week, it actually has to go to Danny's response to that, which was... Every creep begins with K.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't. It was literally nonstop. The whole thing was, literally, that's all I do is I just write down the script because it's so, I can't.
The big one for me this week had to do with the teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The teacher, the fact that this guy says ahem, I don't know why that tickled me quite the way that it did. And that's the whole reason Ben recognizes who it is after the tone. Because he just says ahem.
Yeah.
And then he's like, it's so good.
There was something else here I just saw.
That whole storyline with the teacher was
so good.
Freaking funny.
There's a lot. So I'm guessing that Max and David watch Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones references. And they made a game, and I don't watch Game of Thrones, and this one wasn't, I'm assuming there's little people on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. One, at least.
At least one, because he said that you're just... Did he flunk you?
Or does he just not like you on Game of Thrones? Yeah. That's so funny.
I can't.
I love it. Ryan's such a good sport about
such
all
a
that.
Such a good sport.
Because,
about
like,
it.
every joke.
Yeah.
We make fun of your
size. Yeah.
That's just great.
He's such a good sport about it, too. It's like, great. It's great. And then the very, very end when they talk about the marriage being over and Mo's there, and then you hear them, which I wrote down, actually, we need the Doyle's voices from the apartment.
Yep.
Like, I hope that happens more often.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just poking out that.
Because there's so much dialogue up there. Like, more of that.
Yeah.
More of that stuff coming out inappropriately. It's kind of like Lonnie does, where he just yells stuff out inappropriately, which, by the way, let's talk about him tickling the
Oh, my God.
We had to stop.
That's so good. Yeah. And the fact that he, like, didn't even go to the school.
No.
He didn't know that teacher.
No.
That guy.
I get the sense he had just never seen a dead body. He was I want to really get an idea what
I gotta touch that.
I don't know what cracks me up most about Lonnie, but I think it might be the hair. Like, the fact that the hair is just so insane. It looks like he just, like, touched something with a lot of static electricity.
Right.
And then he's, like, tickling the corpse.
Well, I knew there was the scene when Ben brought the bagels in and he was talking to Buzzy about the bagels and how he didn't care about the teacher dying. And you can see Lonnie cleaning the window behind. So I was just like, okay, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I get you, TV. I know how this works. I know you're showing me that for a reason. So, yeah, that was great. And then the other thing I was going to mention, too, was when at the beginning when Joy was talking to Mo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the interaction with the noon and wow.
Noon and wow.
But when she came over and she was like, you know what they say, big hair means big tushy. I was like, so random.
Right.
Like, so random. And I should have a bigger tushy then. That's all I got to say. I got the hair, which I hopefully, is it fitting in? Do I need to scooch down? There we go. I think you're in. Unless you guys have other things, because you always she always calls me out on stuff.
We didn't really talk about Ben that much, but Ben at the funeral
at that casket
yes
that casket
Freeman Wednesdays.
Two Wednesdays.
Totally, totally. That's all right.
But
yeah,
his his little act with the dead corpse, you know, and he's like, oh, they don't know. Yeah. Faking.
And the shoulders.
The shoulders.
So brilliant.
Yeah.
It was so great. And then when he said, what did he say? He's like, he goes, if it if it looks believable, don't say it.
What I loved about that casket bit, I think, is if this show was on like a network, on a normal network, I think that it wouldn't have been able to do that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tickle the corpse. Or Ben talking to a dead body are my two words I have for you.
ABC hates that.
Not a fan. So that's why I love that you guys are able to do that.
We get away with a little bit.
It's so refreshing. It's so refreshing that, and we've talked about this before, that like you'll say stuff and I'll be watching, but are they allowed? Oh yeah, they can say that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! In one episode, Max came up to me.
Oh my god! Yes,
like, I'm not gonna
The last one.
Don't say it.
I won't
say it. But Max was like, he didn't tell anybody else. Nobody saw him come up to me, and he was like, I want Robin to say this, and it was terrible. And I got scared, and I go, are you serious? And he was like, I'm dead serious. Just do it. Blame it on me. And so I did it.
So we're doing the scene, blah, 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 and all of a sudden
she called somebody a name, and just about stopped the taping. First of all, I felt the audience, because you know there's an audience there. I felt them go, like, this actress has just lost her mind.
And we were like, Dave's lost it.
And then we just tried to keep going.
Ashley was like, and he comes up to me and he's like, that didn't work. I'm like, I paid the price for it.
I love
that.
I love it.
But do you remember in the, I forget which episode it was, there was a comment, it was about the AIDS walk-a-thon?
Yeah.
And I think there was like, even Ben or something said something. Is AIDS still a thing?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And the audience was a little, you know, like to us it was funny, a little funny. Mm-hmm. And then Max came over and he was like, they're afraid of AIDS. We're not. We're going to kill you. Something to that effect. And I was I totally remember thinking the exact same thing. They won't shy away from it.
Thank you for going there.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
It's different.
Thank you for not being afraid to tell these jokes.
Right. Yeah.
And it's okay. I think that that's why these other sitcoms, like, and I told you guys this, well, you weren't here yet, but she was late.
I'm so sorry. The lights were closed on the 101, you guys. Why?
She keeps saying that.
I forgot what I was
sorry.
I think we were talking about AIDS.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we're still on AIDS. When I saw the taping, I was there.
Long story. Yes, it's a whole other episode. Watch Deanna's episode, you'll get the whole explanation of why. I remember thinking how good. Like, I kept talking about it to my coworkers at Warner Brothers. I'm like, that's really good. Like, it's not that fake.
It's natural. Like, the natural.
I'm just trying to even think of the King of Queens. Like, it's okay, mm-hmm. got it.
Yeah.
This is where I laugh. And I get that it's on a soundtrack, whatever. But it's like, this is legit funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
We don't have the rating that TBS does. Stuff. But thank you guys. The other thing I was going to mention was the whole Daniel.
Oh, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
When they kept calling, hilarious. Trying to make Danny Danny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, it is not going to stick. I think it might too.
Do we have any questions?
We have a lot of questions.
All right, let's get to them.
To burn through, if you guys don't mind.
No, let's do it.
Clipped Brazil, in particular, has been tweeting.
Yes, Brazil.
They're so great.
They're sweet.
They're awesome. Yeah.
It's so awesome. So here's the first one from them. What is your favorite episode of the show so far?
Oh. I think mine is Go Below. I just love...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, when Betsy...
We love
when
watching
they're like,
Betsy.
Yeah. You sound like a cartoon dinosaur. Like, yeah. I could not.
Yeah.
I could not. Betsy's just the coolest anyway. Yeah. Rita is just the coolest.
She's the best, and I love Ryan. And those two together
were just like magic.
Yeah. Totally.
I think that's my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Probably.
Yeah, me too.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Who's the clown on the set? You guys are taping.
Well,
of the three of them,
of the three of you,
or the four of them,
or the four of you, and then of the cast in general.
Of the four of us, probably I mean, we're all pretty much cut-ups.
Yeah, we're all kind of doing things to each other all
Betsy
the time.
Betsy says crazy things Betsy quite a bit.
Betsy's pretty crazy.
But I will say, outside of us,
Matt Cook,
he's a troublemaker.
And Matt and Ryan together, they got me in trouble on set all the time. Out of the blue go, Dana! And people would look at me, and then they got our first AD to do it on the last day of shooting, because I was sort of notorious. I'm kind of flighty and do stupid things a lot, even though you're the dumb one on the show.
Well,
but in real life.
But in real life.
So I was always doing, dropping something during, like, network run-throughs.
Yeah.
Like, just something dumb. And so those two together would yell my name constantly, take pictures of us when we weren't looking, that weren't flattering. Yeah. Definitely.
Yes.
Matt Cook and
Trouble.
Ryan.
Yeah. Trouble.
Yeah.
Matt Cook.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny because when you... It's a very weird thing. We've all done had parts where we have a lot of lines. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah. And when we're like, we each have one line to hit, something about that makes you
crazy
and nervous. You're like, it's one line. There's no way I can blow it because everyone's going to think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So somehow you put more pressure on yourself for one line than you would if you were like, all right, I have a whole scene.
Yeah.
So
and
we
I
would
think
mess
I blew
up
it every time, for sure. Yeah. I blew it every time.
Yeah.
I probably speak the least because they're like, Dana can't.
So dumb.
Just have her make a sexual comment.
Just have Dana do this. Go. That's what you get. Come on.
I love all your, and I actually was watching your demo reel or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a lot of things where you pick people up and you make a lot of like thrusts and stuff. I was like, this is a Dana thing.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Professional.
Now, last episode, we were talking about this last week, and that since you're both here, we want to talk. It was last week where you were in your undies.
And
I love that Jordana didn't notice.
I didn't.
She didn't even notice that
I
you were in
catch
her.
It.
Well, they were very
super
underwear.
Sexy.
It was like a full body spank.
It was, and the shoes. Yeah. Were ridiculous.
Weren't they beautiful?
So funny.
Now that it was just supposed to be you two, or they didn't. Everybody didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do that. Are you kidding me?
But they also were like Betsy wouldn't be. Betsy would be like, feel like that her character wouldn't have been
there.
Yeah,
wouldn't be like, I'm not gonna be in my underwear. Like that's her character wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I go straight from now, my have you sweats guys, to like my dress I have to wear.
Did maybe this is something they went over with you? I'm just curious. It's just popped in my head. Have you guys or have they given you a order of oldest to youngest?
Oh we do.
Don't start.
Have I opened a can of worms?
No, we did find out who the youngest was.
Rhonda's the baby.
We find out, well, I'm not going to tell you. Should I tell them? In the final episode, we find out that she went to high school with them.
Okay.
Yeah,
which made us laugh so hard because they never hang out with
you. No, they don't talk to her.
They've never talked to me about it.
She's not included in anything.
I mean, would you include her?
No. Absolutely not.
We weren't friends.
But it was funny to get the script.
And see.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. I hope that I hope it just keeps unfolding.
Yeah.
And there's just more.
Well, in the original script, I don't think it said that, right? Because all of a sudden we got this change.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I guess she's the
Yeah.
Apparently she looks like she could be their age. Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Have you thought about it at all? Do you think you
I mean, they definitely told us that like Betsy's
our leader.
She's our leader.
Got it.
I'm kind of like the toughy.
Yeah.
And also a little slutty.
We got that.
Yeah. Lisa's the mom.
I'm the mom. I'm like the caregiver.
Got it.
She's the dum-dum.
Don't say that.
Well.
Careful what you say. She has matches and fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting behind her right now.
Look out.
Now, were you guys wigged, or did you color your hair?
Wigged.
All wigged.
Except for Dana.
Except for you. Okay.
Because in the pilot, we all have brown hair.
Yeah.
They were wigs, too.
Okay. They were all wigged. Yeah.
We were all wigged for that, and then they decided, well, we'll just match Dana's hair. So she never had to be wigged.
In the scripts, it always says, unattractive haircut, and we were like, no.
Well, and also, especially because mine was real.
Yeah, let's match that unattractive hair to the rest of
it. And they're like, let's match it.
Let's do that. They're like, mess them up, make them look like that. And there's a lot of talk about how ugly we are.
Oh, there's very so much talk about the hair. And yeah, we'll do a scene and we'll all feel kind of cute. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes the hair and makeup people would make us kind of
they
cute.
They like us, so they try to make us cute.
They make us cute. And then we would do a scene and they'd all come out and they'd be like, they'd mess it up because they'd gotten the note like, no, they don't look, those doils look too good.
Yeah.
Make them look terrible. All right.
Oh, it's great. And we only saw the bar in one episode? Is that right, or did we see it in two?
You're going to see it in two. You'll see it in the last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying,
we haven't seen the bar again.
Yeah.
I hope more takes place there.
Yeah. The bar's fun.
Gotta go back to the bar.
There's so many great places. Like, we talked about how I love the roof.
I love the tattoo parlor.
Yeah. Everything. There's just like...
AJ's apartment.
Yeah. AJ's apartment is genius.
Cool. Yeah. It's got a scoreboard in it.
And you know what? I finally saw his tattoo. Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh.
42?
42.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, I finally saw it. Every episode, I'm like, what is it? What is it?
Yeah.
And I saw it. And it's baseball, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't his reason. Jackie Robinson.
It is Jackie Robinson.
And I'm gay. Yeah. And I knew that. Thank you.
Wait, so it is a real tattoo.
Yeah, a real tattoo. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. I wondered. The first couple, I was like, well, if they're showing it, it obviously isn't anything, you know, offensive.
Right. Not
that
they would
care. So then when I saw it was 42, I was like, wait, that's the baseball
player. It works for the baseball player. Yeah, it totally does.
Totally does.
Isn't that ironic?
Any more questions in the chat room?
There's one more. What is your favorite part about being a Doyle sister?
Oh, easy, hands down. These girls.
Yeah.
We have a blast together. Like, we travel in a pack.
Yeah.
We are all in one trailer. We all have our own.
But we all
hang out. We are in one.
Yeah.
But we all hang out in one.
Yes.
I love that.
And so when they come looking for us to tell us, they'll like, try.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey,
hi. It's like a clown car.
Yeah. It's like a clown car.
Or if you get separated, like the girls would have to go up to a different place to get their wigs and make them a suit. So I went somewhere different.
Right.
And I was always like, I'm without my Doyle. And then if I went to set, I was like, where's the Doyle?
And they have to tell you that's rare.
Yeah.
That is rare.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it's just four women.
Did you guys know anyone worked together prior to this?
Yeah, I had worked with each of them
individually. We'd all worked with Dana.
Yes, but I don't think some of you guys
have worked
together.
I didn't know her, I didn't know Betsy. Yeah.
I had an idea of something to do.
Okay.
For me to test you two.
Oh, Lord.
Shoot.
I kind of created like
a... I'm nervous.
A little game called Guess Which Doyle.
Oh.
And I did some research, and hopefully my research is right. Because now I'm getting worried right now. I'm like, oh, shit. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I didn't read well. But I just thought I could test you guys, and then we can find out more about these three. I'm gonna tell you something, a fun fact.
Tell me.
You have to tell me which...
Is it a fun fact about a Doyle or a fun fact
about
the actor?
Real people?
Oh, the actor.
Oh, okay. Oh, this
now
is
I'm
fun.
Just as nervous as you are.
Really quick, let's just say we get a little confused when we're watching.
No doubt.
Yeah. Because everybody looks like,
what? Wigs all red. And
I know them all.
And then they dress us the same.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
But I sit at home and I study and
he
I go okay.
Even.
And then I look at your IMDb pages. I'm like, okay, yeah, that one.
Oh,
that one.
Nice.
And then your Twitter says Rosalie, so right. I always knew.
Yeah.
I always got that, so that always helped me. Enough about me. All right, are you guys ready for a little quiz?
Yes.
Okay, whoever raises...
You can't look up the answers.
I'm not cheating.
No, don't Google.
I'm not cheating.
Well, these you probably won't find on Google.
I promise.
All right, so which of these three lovely ladies, and hopefully this is right, actually let Ashley Tisdale cut their real hair?
Lisa.
Krista.
Those are your final answers?
What do I say? Yeah. Oh. What did you
final
call
answers?
It?
Yeah. You say Lisa, yeah. And you say Krista.
Yes.
And will the real Doyle sister raise her hand?
Oh! How did it turn out?
And it,
poor.
I said that you never let her do it again.
Oh my gosh, no. She did an interview about it. Yeah. Like, she told me in the chair, she was like, look, we went to school for the, like, we had some classes. She's like, honestly, I'm just going to cut off those dead ends. And I was like, I mean, okay. So the next time I went to my hairstylist, she was like, Dana, what happened to your hair? And I had to say, I let Ashley Tisdale cut my hair at work.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Did she leave it, like, all in even? Was that awful?
Yeah. It was real chopped up.
But she didn't realize until her and her stylist saw it, too. Yeah.
I walked around like that for a while.
And she felt terrible. She was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Now, I saw... Mike had a bandage on his hand during this episode. Is that... He's the one who cut himself, too.
Yeah,
is that
cut from himself.
Okay. Yeah.
I noticed that. I got the eye. All right, ready for your next question?
Yes.
Next test. Okay, which of these beautiful ladies... drove the family car through their house on the first day of driving?
Dana.
Lisa.
And will the real Doyle sister raise her hand?
I didn't know that! You and I have, of course, a similar story.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I got my driver's permit. And my mom pulled up at the high school, and I came out waving it. I was like, I got it. We went to the grocery store. We went to the post office.
With you driving?
With me driving. And I drove home. I pulled into the driveway. I mixed up the gas and the brake.
Yeah.
I hit the gas and drove right through the living room.
Oh, my God.
You go to her website. You can see a photo.
Thank God it wasn't the post office. That's like a federal offense.
Right? See? I'm sure anything related to the post office.
It was still really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's funny now,
I'm
but
sure
was it like...
family thought that, too, whenever it happened.
It was awful.
It was awful. It was awful. Like, I burst into tears. My mom cried. My sister... We all just sat there crying. And I couldn't pull it out.
But your brother was laughing.
My brother came out of the house laughing. He had been watching TV. And he was like...
Man.
I couldn't pull it out. So we left it in the house until my dad got home. And he just... came in and pulled it out of the house.
Oh, my God. So my story is that I was taking my driving test, and they were like, just back up along the curb, you know, for however long, whatever. So I'm backing up, and I just start to go up onto the sidewalk, and I don't know how to start, get out of it. So I just keep going, as if, like, this will fix itself.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting into the woods, and there's, like, trees. Just going. I'm like, figure it out. Like, it's rural where I live. And finally the guy goes, do you want to stop now?
Like, oh my God.
I was going to say, he didn't stop.
I want to stop. He was probably like, how long will she go until she's like, this didn't work.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
If you just go up on the curb, you'll pass.
Yeah.
You find the woods, you're
just,
done.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
I love that I think I'm the real life dum-dum.
I know. So bad.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's do one more question for you guys.
Okay.
All right? Ooh, I hope this is right. I hope it's right. Which of these beautiful ladies has appeared on Modern Family?
I'm gonna say
Krista.
Dana.
And will the real Doyle sister?
Oh!
Two of them.
No, not me, not me.
Two of them.
No, she was just cheering.
She
no,
was
I
cheering,
was just
yeah.
cheering.
Dana. It was a trick question.
You got
it. Was a trick
it.
Question.
Yeah. It was a trick question.
I didn't get any of them.
No.
Oh,
not a
man.
One. Not a one.
Oh.
What did
not
you do?
I played the mom.
Sydney's mom.
Sydney's mom. Mm-hmm. The mom of a kid that played with Cam.
Lily. Yeah. That was the when Lily was had the friend that was real smart.
Smarter than her.
And she was
I played
him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Should one more?
One more.
Let's do another one. I have to get one right.
Okay. Which of these lovely ladies was on Mom?
Krista.
Lisa.
Will the real Doyle sister raise her hand?
Yeah. Oh!
Another trick question!
How dare you?
So you got it right, though. You were one of them. Right. Yeah. Both. And it was so funny because I saw yours on your reel and I was like, oh my god, that totally was her. I justified it. Oh, goodness. So what if you could pick, what's your dream for your Doyle? If you get to pick your favorite, what you want Rosalie, what would be Rosalie's dream? To continue in Clipped.
Like, in Clipped, in the world of Clipped.
I would love this to happen to Rosalie.
Wow.
You two get ready because you're next.
Oh my god, you guys, I should have thought about this. Okay, I would like it if Rosalie met a man. Mm-hmm. I would like her to reunite with her husband.
Mm.
She was married, we found
out. That's right.
And I think it'd be fun for her to reunite with him.
Gotcha.
And I want him to move into the Doyle house with everybody.
Oh, how fun. Ooh.
And then the parents will die.
Wow.
Listen, it won't be sad, but it'll be okay. And then
some tension.
And then me and my new husband will be in charge of the Doyle. Oh, God. That is weird.
Nightmare.
Is that weird? It got weird. And then we'll be in charge of you and you. Me and my husband. You'll be like our children.
That is terrible.
All right, Krista, what is your dream for Rhonda?
My dream is very similar.
The dumb virgin.
In that I just need us to be together, mm-hmm. to get married and have babies and all live together. One big happy family. Yeah.
We still have to stay in the same house.
Yeah. I don't want to live in the same house with you guys.
I live next door. That's my dream. So you have to.
I have my own dream of having my house next door.
We're going to be over all the time.
And also, Robin wants to sleep with a lot of men.
Yeah. A lot of men.
And boss them around.
Yes.
And then probably to own the bar for sure. Mm-hmm. And then maybe hire some better waitresses.
But you and I make a good team behind the bar.
We do.
I get to stick around, maybe.
We do.
I'm the cocktail waitress.
Yeah,
you guys are the bartender.
Yeah, we bartend.
We do shots of
tea. I can only carry one drink at a time. If you watch me, I can only do one. Even if I'm serving three people, I have to go back.
She comes back on the board and keeps getting one.
Yeah.
That's the most fun.
As a cocktail waiter, it just comes with time.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Thank you.
You'll get there.
But that's the most fun. As a side, like, no one knows what we're saying in the background, but in the background, I'm like, get it together. You need to be able to carry two drinks.
We totally have that conversation.
We have moments, and then she'll, like, get another one.
And Betsy just cleans the hot dog maker.
She's back there.
Or she'll carry the same boxes back and forth.
Yeah.
Speaking of Betsy, since she wasn't here to join us, would you like to send a message to your sister, Betsy?
Oh, Betsy, we love you.
We love you, Betsy.
We miss you. I'm sure she's being hilarious.
Yeah.
Tonight
performing
her show.
And being really funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love her and we miss you.
Well, we hope that she can come next time because we want you guys to come back every season.
Okay.
And you live around the corner, so you have no excuse.
I live right around the corner. That's why I was late.
For her 8 o'clock meeting.
I know. I told them about your
meeting.
Welcome
to Hollywood. That's how you get a part on Clips.
Late night meetings.
All right, just a little quick news and gossip.
Ooh.
Before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get it? There it is. Sometimes we get the cues.
What do you got, Mark?
I just want to give a quick little mention here because we got an email today about some exciting stuff for the finale, which is next week. I can't give too much out, I was told, but I can say that we're planning something very big for the finale episode. maybe some other faces, maybe some reoccurring faces. We'll see. But you have to stay tuned and make sure you follow all of us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff and AfterBuzz TV so that we can tell you what that's going to be when we're allowed to.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
I hate
and it.
It
is not, contrary to popular belief, that Mark is the fifth Doyle sister.
It is not.
Is it?
I was going to bring my red wig.
You can be. What? You can be. You are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm blushing.
Maybe you could be my husband.
It's not going to be believable, but let's
I feel like it might work out perfect.
I know. There's the whole storyline. I mean, you know, Mo's mom. And
yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a trend.
Yeah. So true.
Yep. All right. Let's go around the room and let's tell everybody where we can find everybody on social media. Let's start with our beautiful ladies over here. If you want people to follow you and find you.
Yeah, sure.
In
I'm
the
on Twitter.
Sphere.
Mm-hmm, at DanaPowell491. And I'm on Instagram at DanaPowells.
Dana Powell's.
Lovely.
I'm on Twitter at Flanagan Krista.
Oh, mixing it up.
In the script.
Oh, and I have a website, KristaFlanagan.com.
It's hysterical.
Fancy.
You need to go look at her website. That's super. Where I got a lot of her information. And she likes radishes.
I love them. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Salt them?
Yes. I used to do that when I was little. Salt the radishes. Yeah.
I love them. Mm-hmm. I like judging her.
That is her twiddle handle. Judging Krista.
Yeah, judging Krista. I'm going to create that. Like, just comment on you. I think my Twitter's just my name.
Yes.
Sure,
you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Damn it, since I made it, I don't know. It's just what it is. So Twitter's Lisa Sherga, and then Instagram is Sherga Snaps.
Sherga Snaps.
Yeah. Sherga Snaps. Yeah, awesome. Isn't that clever?
I like
Snaps.
It.
Snaps.
Oh, Grandma Lisa, you're so great.
Because you snap it.
And you too.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheOnlyCamShaft.
And you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morfin.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. Google it if you want to figure out why. And you can find me on Facebook.com/TheMarkJFreeman. Thank you guys again
thank you so much.
This has been building up because we've been saying every week we want the Doyles, we want the Doyles, we want the Doyles. And we want a spinoff. After the successful 7 to 8 year run of Clipped, then we want a spinoff.
Absolutely.
I want you guys to have work for at least the next 16 years.
That'd be great.
That's the plan.
Thank you.
I'm on board.
And I will continue tweeting about that. I will do my part in that.
Thank you.
Feat.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you guys so much for being here. We appreciate you staying up past your bedtime.
It's gonna be rough.
And stay tuned and keep watching us to find out what's going to happen next week for the finale of Clipped on TBS. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Yay.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.